All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. In this day and time, I hope you are doing well and glad that you're joining in this podcast. Today, I want to talk about that simple word of encouragement. Encouragement. This podcast is meant to be a place of encouragement. And God, I believe, calls each of us to be of good courage and to be encouragers of one another. Well, where shall I find courage? Frodo asked. For that is what I chiefly need. Well, today a Barnabas is called an encourager. Someone in your life who's constantly saying, attaboy or attagirl. And when you've had more than your fair share of jabs to the ribs and stabs in the back, who puts his or her arms on your shoulders and whispers, don't let them get to you. I believe in you. Whoever that one is, that's your Barnabas. You need affirmation, attention, and encouragement as much as you need food, shelter, and rest. You need what church culture calls an acolyte, someone to light your candle, to keep it lit, and to encourage you when it does get dark. You see, every word of praise that you receive is a star in the night sky. Well, Barnabas was called a son of a prophet, not because he was abrasive, but because he was positive. Barnabas was originally known as Joseph, a respected leader of the church. He was Levite by birth, a member of the Jewish tribe that functioned as scholars and teachers when they weren't conducting temple duties. Because Joseph's family had moved to Cyprus, he did not serve in the temple. So Joseph sold a field he owned, and he gave the proceeds to the apostles. The disciples were grateful, and they gave Joseph a new name of endearment, Barnabas, which means encourager. Yes, encourager. You see, a Barnabas is that, an encourager, not an embalmer. Some people will embalm you in flattery, but that's not Barnabas. Do you have a Barnabas, a peer encourager, who is someone to hold up those tired and weary arms? Someone to add a hand when you rarely or barely heard the sound of one clapping? Someone who gives you permission to fail, permission to write a bad first draft, someone who can remind you that God gives us a portion adequate for us to make it through the day, someone who can dare you to remember that the God who called you to life is that same God who called you into your life's work, someone to remind you that you have the privilege of loving for a living. Someone who, when life takes your breath away and you hold it in, will slap your back and inspire you with the enlivening spirit who makes you want to breathe again. Someone who will lift you up when you are road-whipped, world-weary, bone-tired, blood-thin, and when you feel buttonholed and browbeaten. Someone who will encourage you when you're tempted to think that the only difference between yogurt and the church you're a part of is that yogurt has active living culture. Yes, we need good courage, good encouragement. Because a Barnabas leaves a porch light on. Not the 100-watt spotlight so as to ferret out where you've been, but more like the 10 or 15-watt soft, white, energy-efficient, compact, fluorescent bulb. Something warm to welcome you home and let you know that you were missed. Who works like steroids to your spirit? Who sets you free for mission, for life, for love, and for hope? But don't forget the vice versa. To whom on this day are you a Barnabas? Do you encourage one another? To whom do you regularly speak words that put wind into their sails? In the words of Proverbs 12:25, worry makes a heart heavy, but a kindly word makes it glad. That is something each of us can do. to be a Barnabas, an encourager, a person of courage and hope, sharing life and love with all those around. May it be so. May it be so in your life and in those around you. Remember, the King of Kings, called Jesus, calls us his own. Jesus Christ is that living hope. And so we have an encouragement, a gift to give to all. All right, make it a good day, make it a great week. Go out and encourage. Good day.